On the left-hand side, there's this beautiful curtain or drape done in the thin lines of a woodcut style. It feels like I'm looking into a room. My name is Christian Cadjigal. I am a magician, storyteller, and I've spent my entire life studying illusion and the history of magic in all of its forms. I'm seeing what looks like a magician. He's got one hand up in the air with a wand, one hand down low. He's making this spirit appear. Maybe a woman, a cloaked figure. The way the spirit is drawn, it's very reminiscent of the old 1700s and 1800s magic lantern shows, where you would cut out silhouettes of ghosts and put them in front of a light, the magic lantern, and you would make these shadow plays up on the wall. What I also see is that this magician has drawn out a circle of protection that he is standing in with his items. A circle of protection is what you would draw when you were going to contact the spirits. There's a book, there's a skull, there's two candles, there's a chalice. This is like all the tropes and the ideas of wizards and alchemy and the spiritualist movement. He's hearkening back to an era when magic and art and science and religion were still wrapped up together. It's everything from a seance to watching the ghosts dance in the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. What I'm seeing here is someone who's taking canvas and wood and drawings to create this illusion that transports me into another realm. That is inherently a magician. This is inherently a magic trick and a sacred magic trick. So, well done, Sigmar. Well done. You have fooled a magician.